You. I'm just saying.
You.
82. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. We on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, we there. Go stream us up, man. Go show us some love. But man, we gonna get right into that Sixers. I can't even talk. That Sixers game. Bro, hold on. Do you hear my AC in the back? Because I feel like it's kind of loud. But just turn it off. But anyway, bro, that Sixers game, bro. Like, I was disappointed, but the way it ended, it got me back right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it made me feel a little bit better. But to start off. Trae Young always cook us, bro. So I kind of figured he was going to cook us, and I kind of figured game one was going to be crazy. I didn't think we was going to lose, though. I didn't think we was going to lose at all.
Right.
But I kind of figured game one was going to be crazy anyway or whatever. It was going to be close, you know what I'm saying? Because Trae Young always cook us. I don't know why. We always have problems with those little guards like Kemba and stuff like that, like Trae. Like, we always had problems with them. I don't know. I do not get it. But exactly. But Trae just came out there. He went crazy. His vision is ridiculous. He can hit the three. Like, Trae, he been playing like this since the playoffs started. Like, even before the playoffs started. So, he been on the run, and he been going crazy, bro. And shout out to that man. Like, but he's not going to win this series. Like, let's just be real. Let's just, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it funky.
So, that mean you got us winning tonight?
For sure. For sure. For sure. We not going down 0-2. Nah. We not going down 0-2, bro. Come on now. That's, we ain't street like that. We the number one seed. Like, come on now. Like, I understand everybody scary and scared because we lost the first game. Listen, man, they played lights out. Shot 23s. Very efficient. I think they shot like 50, 60 from the floor.
That was
might not have, but the whole game. But most of the game, they were shooting 50, 60%. And
that was some different shit that they did that game.
That's what I said. Like, everybody hitting the three. Like so... it's just one of them games. Like, you're going to have those. You're going to have those games where it's like the other team just look like they unstoppable. There's nothing you can do. Oh, my God. Another person hit a three. But I loved our fight in that second half, and we shut down Trae Young. I mean, what he went for, like, what, like 3-for-10? I think he had went like 3-for-10 right in the second half. So we strapped him up. Like, Danny Green, I don't know what's going on with him, but we all know if Danny Green have a good game, we blowing that team out. Danny Green have a game like that, it's going to be a close game, and we're probably going to lose that game. We all know that. We all know Danny Green, what he does. It's nothing new. Like, miss two threes, them pivotal Jones when you need them in the fourth. Like, it was a typical Danny Green game when he's off and all that stuff. So he's either on or off. You know what it is. He's just like a light switch, either on or off. It ain't no in between with him. But, like I said, the end of the game, us coming back and B snapping like that on it, and being injured, kind of scared me because I'm like, damn, if he got to do all that and we still lost, that's drawn, man. But like I said, it was all right. We're going to get back. It's going to be a close game tonight, though. I feel like everybody talking about we're going to blow them out. I think it's going to be another close game. I don't think we can blow them out. They got too much depth. Like, they too deep as a team. They got a great coach. So it's like, I don't think it's going to be any blowouts, really. That's why, you see, we came back, and I was like, I don't really think it's going to be no blowouts in this, but definitely got us winning tonight, man. But disappointed in that first game, man.
I mean, I got us winning by like 10. I don't know if that's really considered a blowout. That's not too bad. I was winning by like 10, 12, maybe something like that. But what I will say is we definitely winning tonight. We need this W. Can't give up both games at home early. Can't give up both of them games at home early, especially if you playing in B. Like, I would have understood more if you lost game one and you sat in B, you was being cautious. That's a different story. Yeah. But since you didn't do that, you got to get right to it. You need this W, and you need to steal one of these at the Hawks home. And they were shooting.
Honestly, bro, I want both of them.
Shooters, bro. My thing is, they got a lot of shooters. So even when it's not a night when everybody's on, somebody's going to be on. So you still gonna have to deal with somebody, and Trae Young gonna find whoever that is. So it's gonna be a tough series. We need to figure out some way to guard Trae Young for real, for real. I like Dabo, but you can't have him and Ben in the game at the same time for real, for real.
You can,
too much, bro.
Because you know what it is, Dabo just need to be more aggressive on the offensive end, and they could play together.
If he's gonna let it fly when he open, like just shoot the ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just be more aggressive. And I think they could play together. But go ahead and make your point, bro. My fault.
Yeah, they could play together if he going to do that. But until he does that, they can't. But, I mean, you can. But it's not really, I don't know, effective unless you got three other shooters out there, I guess. You
can right.
Some type of lineup with Tobias at the five. I guess that would work. But, I mean, you know, we just got to get right back to it, bro. We got to strap up on defense. We got to – if we're not going to stop Trae Young, we got to stop everybody else. We got to pick one or the other. If we going to just commit one defender to Trae Young and let him do whatever he want to do, everybody else got to be locked up. All right, let him go. If he going to get past you and go to the rack every time, let him go.
That's right.
If that's what we going to do, that's what we got to do. But we got to – we can't be in between. We got to do one or the other tonight because we need this W for real, bro.
Can't lose this.
Danny Green, I mean, I think he's gonna have a good night. I think he's gonna give us a couple threes. I think Tyrese Maxey has a good night. I think you need to get Doc needs to get him more involved because we got to score. We need him to get hot early.
Think it's a Toby night.
I think so too.
I think it's a Toby night. I think Toby give us about 28, maybe 27. Lead the way.
I can see Toby still going for 28.
Maybe 30. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe give us 30. Like, I don't know. But I think it's going to be a Toby game. I feel like it's going to be a Toby game tonight because he's been kind of quiet. Like, he ain't been – he haven't really had a game since game one of the last series. So,
But he's been chilling. He's been low-key.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it might be a Toby game. But you're right, though. We need this, John. We go down 0-2. We're going to 0-2, we losing this series. I'm just be keeping it real. We losing. Like, it's chill. Like,
I don't think so, but we need this game, though. Like, we don't even need to see that possibility.
We don't lose at the crib, bro. If we lose two at the crib, that's bad. That bad.
Play this game early, then. Not let them get hot early.
I don't know, but I ain't too scared of Atlanta. Like, I need, like, you know what I'm saying? The way we talking right now, we got chill. Like, Atlanta is not built like that. And they young. Like, they young. They never even been in this position before. So, I ain't scared of these pups. I'm like, I'm not scared of them, man. Wow. At all.
They good, but I think we're going to take care of business, bro. I don't really think it's no reason for caution. I said, like, 10 points. Like,
I think we might go down to the A and grab two, bro. I think we might grab both of them, Jones, in the A.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think we might grab both of them, Jones. Come back. Gentlemen, sweep them. Gentlemen, sweep them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Huh? You trying to wrap this, John, up early?
I'm trying to wrap it up early. We got to prepare for the Nets, man. Like, we got to – I don't know. We got to get Embiid. We got to get Embiid as much, you know, Russ as he could get, man. He can sit down, relax that knee, you know what I'm saying, nurse that, John. We need as much time. I know it's probably not going to happen. I know we're not going to win 4-1, but that would be in my dream world. I would want us to win 4-1.
Man, we just got to get right, bro. And we definitely going to tonight. What's that, about an hour away? Yes, sir. Let's get it. But speaking of getting ready for the Nets, we could get right into that series just to, I guess, get it out the way since they're getting blown out. But nah, I got something to actually say. I think Giannis is going to have a very good game next game. I know a lot of people have been talking a lot of shit about him. I think he's going to go crazy next game. I don't know if they're going to win, but if they lose, it's going to be damn close. He's going to make them fight for that one.
They're going to tie the series, bro.
I think so too. I think the role players could play better at home, but we're going
to see. You know why, though? I think it's only because, you know, I always talk about this, how the league is fixed. Like, I just believe that's the best story. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the Nets actually lost. They in a tied series. You know what I'm saying? And then they going to win. I think the Nets going to win in six. But I think I don't know why, but I just think Milwaukee going to win these next two. They going to go home. They going to act crazy. They definitely going to win this first one. If James Harden don't play, they're going to cook them. Like, they're going to cook them. It's going to get bad. Like, they just got cooked. because I don't think you get cooked like that and you could come out the next game and not have the energy or not play hard. You know what I'm saying? The way they got cooked, like, I don't think you could do that. Like, and like I said, you know, I think it's fixed, so they want the best story and all that. I think they're going to come back, get the win. They're going to blow the Nets out. Like, I honestly think that's what's
going to happen next game.
Yeah, and I think the fourth game, I think they're going to get lucky. Like, they're going to win at the end of the game. Like, man, I don't know how it's going to go down, but it's going to be a close game, and I feel like they're just going to win it. I don't know why I think this, but I just do. I just do.
The league, does, I mean, we ain't really got to talk about that. League's not, I mean, I'm sure people got their own thoughts about that, too. So, everybody understands, I'm sure. But, yeah, bro, I don't know. It's looking bad, though. Like, KD looking unguardable. It's looking like there's nothing you can do with him. And then all the role
players. He always looked like
he's playing great. So, it just looks crazy. You got KD out there. You got Kyrie out there doing what he want to do. And then you got all the role players. I mean, and you got your man, Blake Griffin. You mean?
Yeah, he out of pocket. He out of pocket. And I knew he was going to save it for the playoffs, too. I knew it. I said it, bro. I'm like, this dude is playing everybody. Like, I know he is. Bro. Like, you see it all on his face, bro. Like, he playing with everybody. Yo, he watched. Look what he did.
He trying to make a chip run. He trying to win some rings.
Bro, he trying to get that ring. I mean, hey, man. They better win my money. So, you know, I'm definitely hoping that Blake get his ring and, you know, James Harden finally get his ring because that is my guy. You know what I'm saying? James Harden, I ain't not like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with James Harden, but I ain't no super fan or nothing like that. But he get his ring. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just pissed off that KD going to get another ring.
I mean,
that's what I'm really pissed off at.
He about to be the one that's scoring 30 every night consistently.
So, is his league now, or?
I don't know if it's his league. They got to win the championship first.
You know they winning the championship. When they win the championship, or in your little Disney world where they don't win the chip,
right.
KD still not the best in the world? Or is it Kawhi?
I mean, we got to see. If they win it, KD is easily the best offensive player in the world. I mean, if you want to talk about best basketball player, that's a different job. Bro, I'm going to be honest. Like, he already the best player in the world when you really think about it. When he's healthy.
Is he?
I mean, he's the best offensive player easily.
Well, there you go. The best offensive player. See, when LeBron go, it's going to be hard. Like, who are you giving that title to?
What you mean? The best player? Easily. I'm giving it to KD.
It's KD.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? But I've been hearing a lot of Kawhi. I say that because I've been hearing a lot of Kawhi. And he's I know he a guy. You call him Baby Jordan and all that. The only person I know that call him that. But
he was going crazy.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie though. When Kawhi starts snapping, like, it be different, bro.
It don't be different, bro.
No, it do. It do. And I do like to watch it. I'm not going to lie. I ain't no Kawhi hater. Like, I like to watch good basketball, but I be watching him sometimes, and it just be like, oh, man, he about to go the fuck off. And you know it, too. He come there. Everything is like, it's not even freaky. It's just like, it's just so subtle and just hitting you with the
get right to a bucket.
Right to a bucket, bro. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to watch. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's like when Kawhi is snapping like that, it's one of the most beautiful things to watch, like next to Steph shooting his three. When Steph going off from the three, Kawhi going off, bro. I don't know. A lot of people might not like this tick, but That is close, like, because Kawhi, it'd be beautiful, and you'd be knowing it's going in all net. I'd be like, oh my God, y'all better double and triple that boy, because he is getting crazy. And this, when he pulling up for the threes, just, oh my, step back. Yeah, bro, it's nothing you can do about that. And then he damn near had a triple-double. Like, ain't nobody even saying nothing about that. I hear nobody talking about that. He almost had that triple-double, man. He was one, like, assist away, right? Yeah, like, 9 assists. I said, okay. And that's one thing about Kawhi's game that I've been loving this year. Like, he's been averaging, like, 5 assists this year. Like, he's been actually dishing that rock.
He got help. When them dudes hot, he makes sure he, like, he gonna let you eat if you hot.
That's real. That's definitely real.
He gonna let you eat if you hot. If you not, they'll give him the rock. Move out his way. For real.
That's real.
He gonna try to do a bucket. But speaking of him, I mean, playoff P, he still ain't been playing great, but he been getting W's. He been playing.
He been showing up, bro. You tripping, bro. He been showing up.
That's what I'm about to say. He's been playing great all around. He's been showing up.
He showed up that game, fucking, what was it, game 6? It was game five, bro. I think. When they went up 3-2 on them, he showed up and Kawhi folded.
Yep.
Kawhi had like 17 points that game. Nobody wanted to say nothing because he don't get criticized how other superstars get criticized. And they ain't right. That dude need to get criticized just how everybody else get criticized. If y'all can supposedly call him the baddest man on the planet or the best player on earth and all of this stuff, you can criticize him just how you criticize LeBron. Like, come on, bro. That man has 17. He folded. Now, the next two games, he snapped. So, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. Like, it was okay. But come on, though. We ain't going to just brush past it. We're not going to brush past it, though.
My fault, PG. My bad. I messed up your one great game of series.
Yeah, he did. I was like, damn, PG out here going crazy.
Back and we're going to get these next two W's. That's what he said, pretty much. But no, PG been hooping. He just, he ain't been shooting consistently enough for me. That's what I don't like about it.
You know who has, though?
Who?
Fucking Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Reggie Jackson been hooping, too.
He's been hooping, bro.
He different. And they got
All right. Don't cut it out. We not about to do he different stuff because he been cheese butt all year, bro. Okay. He been cheese butt all year, but I love for him turning it up.
He's playing great right now, though, and he's looking different. He's looking like when he used to had that little spurt. Like, he had a little, like, 4-month, 6-month joint where he was hooping, then he got trash again.
Hey, bro, he ain't different. He just having a nice couple little games.
Like, let's just couple months, one
take
year.
It easy.
Yeah, like a little couple months, 1 year, he was looking crazy. And then he just, ciao.
All right, bro. I'm going to just leave this conversation alone because you talking about something different. Well, you know what? He is acting different because he usually shitty and now he actually did. You're right. He actually is different. But you know what I'm talking about when I say different.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about he
bull. Like, John different.
Nah, I mean, he bull for what he do right now. That's what I'm saying. He's getting crazy right now, bro.
Okay, I get you that. I get you.
He's playing great for them. And Marcus Morris been giving them games, too. So that's
But Twin always do what he do, though.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And he's the better Twin, so... He always been.
Terrence Mann, young boy.
Yeah, that's an unsung hero of the series. Young boy was crazy, man.
I said something about him on this podcast, too.
You said what?
I said I got to figure out what episode I said something about him on this podcast, too. When the fucking Clippers drafting him. Or fucking him up, whatever happened. I don't even remember exactly.
Oh, I got to do it this way. I don't remember you talking about no Terrence Mann.
I know. I gotta figure out which episode it was. It was a little grip ago, but I'm gonna figure it out. But yeah, he be hooping. I was trying to figure out though.
What was you trying to figure out?
My thing about PG is for them to come out the West and win a championship, which is the ultimate expectation for pretty much the Clippers, the Lakers, and a few other teams, the Nets, the Bucks, the Sixers. Like, it's time to win a championship. That's the expectations this year. PG is going to need to shoot much better in those series. Like, the Western Conference Finals and the championship against the Nets, eventually, if that's who they play, or against the Sixers, he's going to have to shoot much better. He's going to have to be much more consistent with his shooting, for me, I believe. But I think he's doing great giving you stuff at the other ends of the floor. He's giving you assists. The other night, I think he had 10. He's giving you rebounds, too. He's good. He's good for 6 rebounds a game, more than likely. So, I mean, he's giving you stuff at other areas. So, Offset, you know he's going to play defense. But I just need my boy to get in rhythm. Like, he got to get back for them to really have a chance, bro. Like, that's what I feel anyway. I don't think it could just be Kawhi is in rhythm and he just still, like, up and down, but he still give you everything else, I guess. But, like, it don't – I don't know. I don't think the role players in Kawhi is enough.
I feel like they was getting a little chemistry and they was getting a little thing where Kawhi was letting him get off and then he was getting off – Kawhi was getting off and they had a nice little thing going for a little while and the beginning of the playoffs started. I don't know. Like,
facts.
It just, like – I wouldn't say – well, we all know what happened. PG start fooling, but it's just like – I feel like they learning to play with each other a little bit better. And you can see it, though, bro. Like, you'll see they start, like you said a couple episodes ago, about Paul George needing the ball in his hand and being able to really get in his rhythm. He needs to actually have his usage rate go up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he need to rock. So, I feel like they, like, Ty Lue been doing a good job of, like, he was doing a good job of that, but they done kind of got a little away from that because of how Dallas play. I don't know. Because of how Dallas defend them, like, you know what I'm saying? Which... they would. It was a good series. It went 7 games, so you feel me? They was going at it, but I felt like they couldn't do, like I said, what they was doing with the, all right, I'm gonna let PG get off, I'm gonna let Kawhi get off. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't working. They had to dish that rock. Everybody got to touch the rock. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to get to a bucket. So, I mean, PG, you like you said, is definitely gonna need to shoot better, which I don't think he's gonna do. And for them to be Utah, they definitely going to have – they're going to have to play as close to perfect as you can get every night because a game one tonight, obviously Mike Conley not playing, but, bro, when Mike Conley come back, like, I mean, that's just another shooter you got to worry about. That's just – the Utah is crazy. Like, when you watch them play, I just be like, yo, they just play together. They just know how to play. They just know how to play. Like, it's and I love it, though, because, like, now it's, like, you starting to see, like, and I hope just a little bit that the Nets lose. So it's just like, yo, a better team the better team is going to always win. If you play together, play defense together, play offense together, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going to win. All that superstar stuff don't matter. And I really – Utah could probably get it done. They could probably get it done. And I'm going to keep saying probably because, you know, I really don't see Utah getting there or even beating the Nets. But
right.
Who knows, man? Who knows? That'd be a hell of a series.
I mean, that's what you got to have. You got to have offense against offense. I don't think you can stop the Nets. And the Jazz probably, what, hit the most threes in the league, probably. So
that's what I'm saying, though. So it's like the Nets can't stop them.
Right.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? At all. Like, the Nets can't stop them, dude.
It looked crazy. Like, all they players could play offense, so it's just whoever get hot that night. It's going 13, 15, maybe 20, 25 shots if it's Donovan Mitchell.
And it's just like, I feel like he just getting back into his rhythm, bro. Like, he giving you 25 a night getting back into his rhythm.
Facts.
I think he going, bro, they might win the chip. If Donovan, you remember last year how he was sick in that bubble when they lost. You remember he laid on that floor. Was that the bubble or was that the year before? Whatever, I don't care. But I think it was the bubble last year. He laid on, yeah, it was. It definitely was the bubble. I remember. They had the last second shot. and I don't know if it was him or somebody else, but I remember this, them shooting. I think they was a wide open three, and they missed it. And he laid on the ground because he was giving his all. Maybe it might be his year. Possibly. Fuck around, Utah, Philly in the finals. Donovan Mitchell versus Ben Simmons. Who the rookie of the year? Who is the real rookie of the year? I wouldn't like that though, because they'd probably cook us. They'd probably cook our asses.
No, they wouldn't. We got hold on. They might Jordan Clarkson be doing us dirty.
About to say Jordan Clarkson gave us like 50 this year.
He's been doing us dirty.
He gave us like 50 this year. I told you, guards like him, them little fast, little small dudes that get to a butt. Yeah, bro. But nah, that'd be a hell of a series though. But that shit ain't happening.
I don't understand why Ben. I mean, it's been too tall to guard these guys. And Thibault gotta shoot.
You know what?
I can't even go back down that Sixers rabbit hole.
Bro, Ray said that though. I was talking to Ray, which we gonna get him on this damn podcast, but he said that. He was like, I'm starting to think Ben Simmons too big to guard these smaller guards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's the defensive player of the year because he has the ability to stay in front of point guards and two guards, three guards, four guards, five guards. The center, but that don't mean that he's great at guarding the point guard. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, I think Ben Simmons can do it. That's one thing I would not doubt, and that I won't question.
Point guards and Devin Booker.
But bro, everybody has their good days. Everybody has come on, bro. And Ben Simmons, we all know, aren't playing this hard on defense till this year. So you can't say did he really cook him this year? I think he had that one game where he cooked him, but I think we only played him once this year.
Come on, bro. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, we ain't got to go back down that.
I'm pretty sure this year he said he was the best defensive player in the league, and then the next game Devin Booker came out and cooked him after he said that. But it is what it is.
Bro, chill though, because Devin Booker different, bro.
Nah, he is. But Ben definitely, I think he deserved defensive player of the year. But
for sure. He's not gonna get it though.
Nah.
If Monty Williams didn't win coach of the year and Tom Thibodeau did, which I understand though, when you really, really look at it though, bro. Like when you really look at it, the Knicks was not supposed to do anything this year. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was like what they did, getting the fourth seed, bro. Nah, I get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. It ain't like he super robbed them. It's like, yo, he did that was a great coaching job, bro. The Knicks were supposed to be horrible this year. Like, they were supposed to be a lottery team, bro. Like, we not gonna do this. Like, I've seen a lot of people, oh man, once again. And you know I'm always about my people and always about shit being fair and all that. But this time I was just like, you know what? I could understand why they would do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could get that. Like, the Knicks, what they did, they super overachieved. And, you know, we just talked about that two episodes ago or last episode or, yeah, whatever. But we just talked about that. So, of course, the coach is going to be the first. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be behind that, obviously. They had a different coach last year. Damn, they had the same roster. Couple different pieces, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, for the most part, same roster and all that. And they end up with the fourth seed playing how they played. So, and they could have beat the Hawks. If Julius Randle don't forget how to get to a bucket and stop going left every time he touched the ball.
Yeah.
But that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, the Knicks overachieved though. I mean, they had a great season. That was a good jump. But I mean, I wanted to switch gears and talk about I don't know. On the last one, did we talk about Dame? I think we recorded before the last Nuggets and
Yeah, I believe we did, but hey man.
I mean, I don't know, bro. And then, you know, they, of course, they speculating because of an Instagram caption and all types of weird shit.
I would love to see him with B. Get rid of Ben Simmons. Get rid of Tobias. You can get rid of Danny Green, Steph Curry. You can have all the asses. Keep Tyrese Maxey and keep Tease. That's all I care about. I want Tyrese Maxey, I want Tees, and I want my young boy Paul Reed. Keep them three. As long as y'all keep them three, y'all everybody else can go. Size B, you already know. Like B is untouchable already. I ain't even got say in B, but
nah, we need.
I love Lillard with B. You tripping? That's easy chip. That's easy chip. Nobody in the league. Nobody in the league messing with that tandem. I don't care who you talk about. Bron, AD, no, no, no. Kawhi, Paul George, no. Who else we want to say? Say another. Devin Booker, CP3, no. None of them. If Dame Lillard and Embiid get on the same damn team, we winning the chip. I'm telling you that right now. And I'm confident, bro. I'm confident in that. I know it would never happen. I know it's not going to happen. But if it did, stop playing, bro. Embiid and Dame together. Who going to guard? Who you going to guard? Who you going to? Time out. You can't double Embiid. At that point, basically, I mean, you probably could. But it's like, what you going to double him? Dame, or you going double and B? You can't double both of them, bro, but you gotta double them.
It's no way you have to win a chip with that combination.
With Tease on the team, bro, keep young. But I know we probably gonna have to give him up. Everybody gonna want him, but
no, we did.
I'm saying like we can't give him up. Like he's an untouchable piece. Like no, bro, I'm not giving my young bull up, unless. We getting somebody that's like an all-star, then I wouldn't be like super, super upset. I'll be disappointed, but I would be like, all right, damn. But
so
like if we would have gave him up this year for James Harden, like I'd have been like, all right, I didn't want to give him
like a Dame and a Norman Powell.
Stop it. Stop it. We went in a chip.
We give up say fucking. Let's say Ben, Seth. Matter of fact, nah, Ben, Danny Green.
Yeah, there you go.
Tobias.
Yep, he can go.
We got to keep Tease, though. But y'all can have Tease if we get them two, though.
If we can keep Tobias and y'all take Tease, I'll take that. I'll take it. I don't want that, but I'll take it. I'll take Tobias like over. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, fuck it. Like, yeah. All right, Tease, I wanted you, but you man, you a pivotal piece. I get it. Like,
we in here doing the trade finder and shit.
I know, right? But yo, bro, I don't know if you had anything else to talk about the NBA, but obviously.
You had big anything else about the NBA?
No, besides the Denver Nuggets and the Suns game last night. Oh, that was surprising, bro. I did not expect that.
Bridges start snapping.
Yeah, yeah. He was not having it. They went down by like 10 and shit. He's looking at them niggas like, no, let's go. Like, we about to turn up. Like, looking at Devin Booker, looking at Chris Paul. Yeah, bro, yeah, I got y'all. Come on, let's go. Turn up. They cooked that game. So, I mean, I was not expecting that. I thought Denver was going to come out and win. I ain't going to say five.
You thought who was going to come out and win? Denver?
Denver, yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I was unsure. I was 50-50. It was a coin toss for me. Keep it a bean.
Mike, I thought Michael Porter was going to have a big game. I ain't going to lie. I thought he was going to get off.
2025.
Yeah. Like,
maybe 30, but he couldn't get off. And the Suns, bro, they got like it's like these teams just everybody got shooters now. It's somebody's gonna shoot good that night. Like
that's what I'm saying.
What
they changing the narrative now. It's all good teams.
Bridges had 4 or 5. What Jay Crowder had 3. Chris Paul might have had 2. Like
Cameron Payne had a couple.
Yeah, he might have had 2. Some Cameron Johnson might have had 1 or 2. Like it's
yeah.
All these teams got all these 3-point shooters. Then when you got somebody like Chris Paul out there passing the ball, and then Devin Booker also in the playoffs. I don't know if anybody been watching, but it seemed like he'd been trying to be more of a willing passer to me. I mean, during the season, it seemed like if he get the ball, he usually looking for a bucket.
He was like that's Chris Paul in his ear.
He was passing too, but. He was passing more too, but I think now it looks more like he's more comfortable doing it. Like he really be like setting people up. Like
you around a point guy, you gotta learn how to this the rock. You hear me? Like, hey, how you not gonna learn? You around a point guy.
It looked different now. So I don't know. He, like you said, he's around a point guy. He gotta be taking notes. He getting right. But it looked different. And
no, that's real.
Pieces, but Denver still got a chance. They just gotta, people gotta play correctly. Like it was, Michael Porter was, he had an okay game. He could have played way better, of course, but he still got his buckets. That's what you expect him to do. He gave you something. Joker, of course, but you gotta get some of the role players. Austin Rivers gotta give you something. Monty Morris gotta give you something. Players like that, they gotta give you something. So if players like that don't give you nothing, if the role players don't contribute to the game, it ain't nothing y'all gonna be able to do for real, for real. Monty Morris, Austin Rivers, all those guys, Aaron Gordon, yeah, everybody like that, y'all got step up for real, for real. That's what I
think. The mismatches and shit, man. Because Aaron Gordon, man, it's your time, bro. You ain't really been in the playoffs deep and stuff like that in your career. You've been with Orlando, y'all first round and get up out of there every year. So you're going to have to turn up a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's surprising me how cheese buddy is now. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he was like the 13th pick or something.
But Blake looking like Blake.
Right, like right. You feel what I'm saying? Like he looked like he done lost it, and he's still young. Like, bro, you was just in the dunk contest, bro. Like, go crazy, bro. Like, use your athleticism, and you feel what I'm saying? Just show up. Like, sometimes he play a little like in the background and be like, nah, bro, Jamal Murray going now, bro. You can turn up now. Like, that's why they went out and got you. You know what I'm saying? For times like this, you're supposed to turn up. So he been surprising me. I don't like the way he been playing, but he was aggressive, though. He was aggressive. He was probably the only one on Denver that was aggressive, to be honest with you, there for game one. So, I mean, shout out to him, though. But, I mean, yeah, he need to play better. Even whether he being aggressive or not, he need to play better. He needs to turn up. I need a 20-point game from him.
Right.
Like, I need a 20-point game. I need 20 and 10 from him. That's Aaron, like, bro, it's Aaron Gordon. Like, when he was with Orlando and he was, you know what I'm saying, going crazy, like, he can give you 20 and 10. I have to say every night, but, bro, I need a 20 and 10 game, bro. I need you to at least average, like, 17, 16, about 8-9 boards this series. Like, you're going to have to turn up. Because if he don't, they not winning this series. Suns going to the Western Conference Final.
Yeah. I mean, the Suns looking good. So, we going to see. They looking good. The Jazz looking good. I mean,
Bron that gave CP3 the keys. He about to go to the finals.
Who?
Bron that gave CP3 the keys. He about to go to the finals, man.
Damn, yeah. Or he just got into a Ferrari that was already made.
Yeah, I guess. I think Bron gave him the keys. Bron said, look, man, I'm injured. I ain't going to turn up on y'all. Too crazy, bro. I'm going to let y'all have it, bro. We too injured. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna come back reload next year. You saw the post he put out.
Yeah, I don't think they had to be playing. I mean, I still expected him to go a little harder, but I don't think they had no real reason to be trying to like stay in the playoffs. If AD's not healthy and LeBron is not 100%, then
that was the point. They couldn't get healthy. And it was only gonna get worse during the playoffs. It was only going to the competition gonna get better, it's only gonna get worse. They just had to make a business decision. Like, that's what I really felt like that shit was. A lot of people not looking at it like, ha, 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 LeBron. If y'all see what them motherfuckers did to them in game 2 and 3, you know LeBron and AD wasn't healthy. Like, any person watching basketball know they wasn't healthy. So, I ain't with all that goofy shit. Yeah. But I really feel like you said, they made a business decision.
Might as well just, whatever. Y'all got it.
Yeah, like, he tried. AD tried to come out. He tried to do something. He re-aggravated it. He like, damn. Bron probably was like, damn, it's choke.
Loose, probably. He probably couldn't move from the jump, bro.
Yeah, because he only played like 5 minutes, bro. It was a wrap.
You're not playing with a groin injury.
Yeah, that's like
the dumb shit I'm talking about. You heard what the medical staff said? I think I heard it on what was it? Skip and Shannon. And they was talking about basically the medical staff said it was no way he could hurt it anymore. That sounds very stupid. Like, that's just the same thing the medical staff said about KD. Like, it's no way he could hurt it anymore.
That's what I was about to say. Sound like Golden State.
What the fuck? So, like, my thing, my bad for cursing, but.
He told him my bad for cursing.
I started cursing too much, my bad. But, It just sounds crazy to me. Y'all really think that he should be cleared to play? He can't hurt it anymore? Are you serious?
Yeah, that was wild. But I think, honestly, that was one of those times where it was the player saying, I'm playing. That's fine. That's
cool, but
I think, bro, AD was hearing all that. He saw shit. And I know he had to hear his new nickname. I know he did. Yeah. And that had to light a fire into his ass because they would have lit a fire into mine. Somebody called me street clothes. Yeah. I'd have been like, you hold on, bro. Don't do that, though. Don't do that. I just won a chip last year. Don't do that, bro. Like,
right. Acting like I'm bum yacht.
Yeah, but he's living up to that name. I mean, just street clothes.
They just gotta let him relax. Like, he just, come on, it's Anthony Davis. We know he mean. It's Anthony Davis. He a little frat. Give him a playoff off. Y'all got him. He was already, who knows what was already wrong with him. For real, for real. Like, AD always seemed like he had something that was wrong.
Yeah. Somebody said that. I think it was Chuck. He was like, he got to be doing something wrong. And since he came into the league, he just keep getting injured. And he like 26. Like, yo, bro, why you keep getting injured, bro?
Every single game. Not every game, but it seemed like it seemed like it's awful.
Every year he gets injured. I don't think it's ever been a year where he didn't get injured.
Nah.
He was scaring him last year.
Bro.
With the Achilles joint, remember he had Achilles tendonitis. He was killing everybody. Thought he partially tore his Achilles last year, and then he came back fast. I just think it was just a layover from what happened last season. Like, honestly, he did all of that. He played through it, won the finals, was happy. Like, damn, bro, Bron told me if I played through it, I'm gonna win. But it just, Bron age caught up to him. That was just what happened to Bron.
Thought of something super random.
What?
One team, like one injury that kind of killed a crazy playoff run that could have happened was that DeMarcus Cousins, John. That would have been fun to watch when they was both in New Orleans.
Bro. Oh, my God. When they had Drew Rondo. Yo, they had
Crazy Jones,
Anthony Davis, Boogie. They had some they had a nice bench that year.
Off the bench.
Yo, bro, I was sick for them because they was hooping and they beat somebody the first. Who did they beat? 4-0.
Portland.
Swept them. I was like, yo, what is going on with the Pelicans? AD and Rondo not having it. Like, bro, AD and Rondo was going stupid that series. I'm like, yo, somebody brought that up. They was like, yo, AD can't win a playoff series without Rondo.
That's a fact.
He hasn't won a playoff series without Rondo yet.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm like, dang, he might as well get Rondo back on the squad. I don't know why they let Rondo go. I didn't get that. I really didn't get that. The way he played in the finals, in the playoffs, I did not get that. That was stupid. And now the Clippers probably about to win it. That'd be crazy. That would be crazy. If the Clippers win the chip, yo, they're going to be able to have a parade. They're going to be able to have a parade, bro. They probably going to cancel that shit just because it's the Clippers. They're going to be like, nah, y'all can't do that. Y'all can't have a parade. if the Lakers can't have it, y'all can't have it. That's chalk. Ain't nobody coming to no Clippers parade. That Clippers
parade going to be popping.
I don't think it's going to be popping, bro. I think that's going to be ass. LA is, I don't think you realize how deep LA love the Lakers over the Clippers, bro. But if they win the chip, you think they're going to hop on the bandwagon?
I'm pretty sure in LA they just love something to watch, too.
That's real.
And if Staples Center's still open because somebody hooping, I'm there.
That's facts. Shit, if I'm from LA, if Philly had two teams, shit. They'd be like New York. They'd be like, you gotta be a Jets fan or a Giants fan or what? No, I don't. What are you talking about? We got two teams. We got two. It ain't my fault. Your city or your state only got one. You know what I'm saying? Right. I wish Philly had two, man. Because New York, they just the Knicks. Yeah. Knicks lost. They said. And then Nets jersey, you know what I'm saying? And you can't say they being corny or they being fake or they being a bandwagon. Well, yeah, they are, but hey, that's where they from. They repping their city. How you mad at them? So,
hey man, I ain't really got shit else to talk about with basketball, bro.
Nah, but I ain't got to talk about nothing with football, but you know what? Julio! Julio, hey bro, I don't like it. I don't even got nothing to say. I just don't like it, bro. I actually do. Real short and sweet. I don't like it because when the reports was coming out that he wanted a quarterback with a big arm and all that, mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill just confused me. Like I didn't get that. I didn't know Ryan Tannehill had a big arm. Maybe I'm just haven't been watching football like well enough, or maybe I haven't watching it. You know, I was sturdy enough that I didn't see this big arm. You know what I'm saying? But I think I just gotta go back and do some homework and go do some studying and go watch the tape because I gotta see this big arm. But I don't like it because. How does that help Titans defense? Vrabel damn near got rid of his entire defense this offseason. And I'm just lost as to why he think that guy, like, what's going, the rookies going to step in? What's going with, like, the free eight? I'm just lost. You can have everything you want on offense. We seen it with the Chiefs. You can have everything you want on offense. It's about what you got on defense and can you make a stop when you need to stop.
That's a fact.
That's why I don't like it.
I mean,
if their defense, hey, if the Titans defense show up this year, shut me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first to say I'm wrong when I'm wrong. But that's why I don't like it. He said he wanted to win. I didn't know where he was going to go, honestly, but
I think I think a lot of these rookies that he drafted are going to step in right away and be able to contribute on the field. Obviously, you know, they drafted Caleb Farley who had the injury, so they might give him a little extra time or whatever to get right. But if he's healthy, he's a dog. That was a steal that late in the draft if he's healthy. He's a dog. They picked up a couple nice pieces in the draft. I don't think their defensive issues are fixed, but I think they kind of taken the mindset of maybe Julio could open up their offense a bit more for him if he's healthy when he's on the field.
Bro, their offense going to be ridiculous.
A.J. Brown should be wide open now. There's no way you could put more than one person on him. You got to put two people on Julio every play.
Think about what – well, Derrick Henry don't need any help, but and think about what that also does for Derrick Henry.
Exactly. You got to put people over top of Julio, and then you got
it's only so many defenders on that field, bro. It's only so many. It's 11. It's only 11.
For real, dudes is lucky that they ain't give that they found a different tight end and they ain't want to give Jonnu Smith a chance because he would have been crazy in his offense. Mm-hmm.
But the dude, they backup. What's his name? Because I think they left
Pruitt. I can't remember his name, but he gonna be crazy.
Pruitt left, and then damn, but it was the backup ball. I forgot because he got off for a couple games. Yeah, I think he had a game where he had like three touchdowns or something like that, or two touchdowns. I was pissed because I had Jonnu Smith this year. Well, last year in fantasy, but yeah, I remember the backup kept coming in, and I think they just liked him better. Like I don't know what it was, but maybe him and Ryan Tannehill just mesh more.
I think they really just made a move because, like you said, they lost a lot of people in free agency, especially on the defense. And they know they're rebuilding that defense. So you got to try to take some pressure off that defense. Now, if you could score, 7 to 10 more points a game, maybe more. That make your team a little bit different. You give up a couple more points and still win games, and then when the playoffs come, you're gonna have to score anyway. You against the people you're playing against in the AFC, you're gonna have to score.
Well, they might low-key have like in a powerful offense like the Chiefs, though.
That's gonna be actually bro. Ryan Tannehill's gotta play right.
But what we not taking into account right now, bro, is Ryan Tannehill got wheels.
He do.
Low-key, but he got wheels. Bro, their offense is gonna be crazy.
Yeah. he definitely got wheels, bro.
Now that I'm thinking, it's just, yeah, I just need that defense to make a stop. And like you said, maybe Vrabel coached them boys up, which I'm not doubting that he can do. I'm not doubting that. Let's get this straight, but
Caleb Farley is going to be a dog for them if he's healthy, bro. And they got the linebacker too, Monty Rice.
I didn't know that, but well, listen, I got to see it to believe it. Not going to say Titans defense going to be trash this year. I never said that or not like that. But I just – are they going to make those stops when you need them to make those stops? That's what I'm talking about. I know how good their team is going to be this year. We're not going to trip off of that. Can y'all stop somebody? Like, don't let them score. We know y'all can score the rock. We know y'all can run the clock out with Derrick Henry. We know y'all could pass over the middle of the hoodie. Oh, my God. Bro, go back to A.J. Brown's fucking highlights from last year and see how many times he was doing slants over the middle of the field, fucking niggas up, giving people stiff arms. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I got to stop cursing so much. But stiff arming, juking. I'm talking about middle of the field. And then outrunning everybody. They got a baby Julio. And now they got Julio.
Yep. Good luck. And you can't double baby Julio no more. So now he's about to look even crazier. He's about to look like Juju when AB was there.
Bro, he's about to be the number 3 wide receiver in fantasy. He's my number 3. We going to get into that, though. That's a whole nother playlist, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not even going to speak about mine.
We gonna get into that though. I'm gonna leave that alone. But AJ Brown, fellas, ladies, if you're listening, I know they listening because a lot of our fans are ladies. 73% of our fans, bro. If you didn't know, they ladies. But ladies and fellas, if you're doing fantasy this year, get AJ Brown.
Facts.
If you can get it, and don't fall for the bait. Don't fall for the Julio bait. Because he's still going to get doubled. He going to get doubled, and they're going to try to stop Julio. Don't fall for that bait. Get A.J. Brown. Be smart. You heard what bro just said. I think he's going to have the best fantasy season we've seen from a secondary wide receiver since Juju. That's facts. No cap. That's no cap.
Facts.
We got the gems, man. Hey, yeah, we going to get into it, bro. We got to get into it with the fantasy. Because that's a
I'll give y'all one since you gave me one of yours. Kyler going to be a top 3 quarterback this year.
Hey, come on, bro. Like, everybody. He going to give him the most obvious. Bro, if
But what if I told you I had him at number 1?
Why would I be mad at that? It's fantasy, bro.
The quarterback.
Now, if we talk about who going to be the best quarterback in football next year, and you say Kyler, I'm going to be like, bro, stop, bro. Come on.
I'd be that, too.
But if we talk about fantasy football, bro. We haven't even took the deep dive into the NFL yet, bro. Like, we ain't even, I got so much, bro. It ain't the time yet. It's almost that time, y'all. It's almost that time. Y'all know we love football more than we love basketball. I don't know about bro, but I swear, I feel like you do, bro. I don't know. But.
Oh, I definitely like watching
football. Oh, I'm about to say, I don't know. I feel like you do, and I know I do. So
Sundays is all football. Monday night is football. Thursday is football. If you want to put it on Wednesday, that's going to be football. If you want to put it on Tuesday, that's going to be football.
They added a game this year. I said, add another one.
Facts.
Let's get up to 20 games.
Nah. They already doing too much with the 17, honestly.
I just want to see the young boys get chances, like more opportunities for other players. That's why I be wanting like stuff like that. But obviously, never gonna happen.
We gonna see. I'm ready though. We get out of here, bro.
I'm about to say we gonna be talking all night. We start talking about football. Let's just cut it out right now.
That's episode 82, man. We out of here.
Yeah, sure.